is Simon Ploska. He is editor-in-chief at Honest Reporting. Hello, Simon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it's lovely to hear from you again. Lovely to be speaking. Yeah, very irresponsible headline.
Awful headline.
I didn't get what your headline, the headline was. I just kind of got hold of the last bit. There was a bad headline. Which bad headline was it?
From Mail Online. Well, and the captions, okay, and all the different captions.
Yes, it was the captions more than the headline in this case. You know, I'm going to give you a little bit of background here because we just had Jerusalem Day.
Yes.
It was on Monday, I think it was. I can't even remember now. It's been such a long week. And there were a bunch of celebrations here to commemorate when Israel took back the eastern part of the city, reunified our capital. And there were visitors, Jewish visitors, to the Temple Mount. Now, this isn't that unusual. Obviously, Jewish visitors and non-Muslim visitors, tourists, etc., are allowed to go there at limited times. And what is unusual is that it's normally not the done thing in the last 10 days of Ramadan, which has just ended. But the High Court here ruled that Jews would be allowed to go up on the Temple Mount this Jerusalem Day. And, of course, it doesn't need much of an excuse for people up there, the Palestinians, to start rioting, which is exactly what they did. Now, calm was restored relatively quickly, and Jews were allowed to go back up there and visit during the day. And the Daily Mail, the Mail Online, which is the world's most widely read news site, had a bunch of photos on there. And I'll just give you, I'll read you a couple of the captions. It's not really important what the photos are, but if I say, Israeli police fire tear gas canisters as fanatic Jews under Israeli police protection raid Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Fanatic Jews raid Al-Aqsa Mosque? Seriously, what is going on here? And there was another one about how the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the doors have been closed by the Israeli police. With a chain, and I quote, as Jews storm the building. So these Jewish visitors, they're fanatic Jews, they're raiding Al-Aqsa Mosque, they're storming the building. And not only that, they, according to another caption, they caused clashes with Muslim worshippers. And this was even though it was the worshippers on the mount themselves that actually started, initiated the violence. So I was really quite appalled. So I got in touch with the Mail Online, and I'm happy to say that when I explained what was really going on, they actually changed the captions.
Okay, but how did they get it so wrong?
Correct. What did he say to you?
Now, this is what I'm about to explain, because this is where I dug a little bit deeper, because the Mail Online, to be fair, is normally, it's not anti-Israel. It hasn't got a real problem with Israel. They are a little bit unprofessional at times. And the images they used were from Getty Images. It's a photographic wire service. And I dug a little bit deeper because Getty had taken these images from some sort of partnership with Anadolu Agency, which happens to be headquartered and state run by in Turkey, in Ankara. So we have a Turkish photographic agency supplying Getty, which supplied the Daily Mail. And what was worse was I started digging even deeper, and the photographer, turned out that he's involved with an organization called Active Stills. Now, I took a look at this this organization on their website, and it says it's a group of documentary photographers who believe that photography is a vehicle for social and political change, and they view themselves as part of an international and local struggle. And this includes, I quote, the Zionist settler colonial project led by Israel against the Palestinian population. And it says, one of our main topics of documentation is the various forms of resistance against the colonial project. So this photographer is clearly highly politicized, and yet somehow we have this sort of chain of events here whereby I don't know who came up with the captions, but the photographs have ended up on a credible, widely read news site. And I
Very
think this is absolutely appalling.
Look, I think that anybody with half a brain would actually look at the photos and see the body language of the people. Nobody's storming anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Everybody's looking very calm. Everybody's looking very collected. It's a nice, warm, sunny day. And nobody's firing tear gas or storming anything, fanatics or not.
No, you're right. But unfortunately, in the battle of images, when you see lots of Israeli border policemen wearing helmets and pointing rifles, and it doesn't matter what they're pointing them at, certainly a harder image than the one where you see, for example, Palestinian women shouting and screaming. Unfortunately, that's one of the reasons we lose the PR war.
Yeah. Simon Pluska, that is where we leave it this week. Thank you very, very much. If you want to go and check out that story, you can go and do it. It's honestreporting.com. It's on the front page. And every week this time we speak to Simon Pluska, editor-in-chief at Honest Reporting.